All right, all right, all right. YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. It's time for another episode of You, His, Hers, everyone's favorite podcast. It's time for Ball for Ball. You know your favorite hip-hop podcast. We take your favorite hip-hop lyrics, your favorite hip-hop songs, recite these lyrics and break them down for your average hip-hop listener. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, Mikey McFly. We're here at Out the Mud, ATL. Now I'm saying Sporty Odie, Stephen the Dream, Social Currency, putting it down for the ATL, man. Right now, we got a very special guest. We got a fellow Buffalo, New York native, man. My man, Brozzy. What's good, family? How you living now, man? First of all, it's an honor to have you here, man. I know you're doing big things, man. And I want to appreciate that, man. So real quick, when it comes to this hip-hop thing, man, first of all, what inspired you to get into this industry in the first place, man?
I wanted to be a rapper at first, man. I enjoyed the rap life. I liked the big chains, the fancy cars, the nice looking woman, man. But it ain't work out like that. I switched my lane, man. I became a DJ, trying to be a rapper.
Okay, nice.
That's what happens.
Hey, man, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. That's cool, man, because either way, you want to be a rapper, ended up being a DJ. That's still hip-hop, man. That's all within the elements of hip-hop, and that's crazy, man. It's all within the same thing. So, when you say you wanted to be a rapper, what kind of influence did you have, man? Who were some of your people that was inspiring you when you was younger that made you want to do that? Pick up the mic.
See, me personally, man, I like the people like 50 Cent. Okay. I like the Ja Rule, even though they had a little, you know what I'm saying, complications in there. But now it's like, man, I like people like, I like Lil Durk. You know what I'm saying? I like Pooh Shicey. I like people like that. You know what I'm saying? But I just didn't get into that lane. I don't know what happened.
Okay.
But I got in a bigger lane, man. Bigger doors open for me. Greater doors open for me. Bigger opportunities happen for me.
Okay. No doubt. Okay. Now this is gonna branch me off to another question, man. Now you're a DJ now. You're a DJ, and that means you're moving the crowd, dog. You mean you are. And then I have to say, since this joint started right here, Out the Mud, ATL, since he stepped into the building, he took over. He took over the whole stage. He's been, you know what I'm saying, repping this thing since the very beginning, man, since the doors opened. So that says something. That's commanding the stage in itself, man. But when it comes to DJing, man, like I said, that's an aspect of hip-hop. Who was some of your DJ influences, man? Who inspired you to be a DJ? Who inspired you?
I like Jam Master Jay.
Okay.
I like my boy DJ T-Jizzo.
Okay.
I like the people like, I don't really know, DJ Holiday, Cali, Drama. I want to be a big safe host. Like him, man. I like Cali a lot, though.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. It's all an aspect of hip-hop. It's all a part of hip-hop, man. So, last question, man, real talk. I know you're doing big things. I know you're affiliated with Griselda. I know you're affiliated with Benny the Butcher, you know what I'm saying? Buffalo is doing real big things right now, you know what I'm saying? I've been living in North Carolina for the past 20 years, man. I'm from Buffalo. But, hey, man, it's so good to see Buffalo going above and beyond what they're doing, man. So, real quick, let everybody know what you got personally going on. What's going on with my man right here? What's going on with you? What you got?
I got a mixtape dropping soon called Committed to the Band on all major platforms. I got artists coming on there, man. I'm paying for the beats, I'm paying for the features, I'm paying for everything. I'm on some real bullshit on there. Big BSF shit.
Big BSF shit. One more time. Big BSF shit. You know what I'm saying? We get here one more time. So the last question, dog. Anybody want to get in contact with you? Anybody want to find out who you are? Anybody want to find out if you can do a show for them or whatever? Where can anybody get in contact with you at? How can they follow you, man?
I'm on all major platforms under Superstar Brozzy. With two R's. That's Superstar Brozzy. SUPERSTARR. Brozzy, BRASI, Superstar Brozzy on all platforms, Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat.
All right. YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. It's time for another episode of You, His, Hers, everyone's favorite podcast. It's time for, you know, your favorite hip-hop podcast where we listen to favorite hip-hop songs, your favorite hip-hop lyrics, and break them down for your average listeners, man. Real quick, man, we got to stop the presses, because right now, we got the very own Long Live Wolf is in the building, man. I'm not even going to go through the regular, you know what I'm saying, regular ball-for-ball questions, man. This is a veteran right here. This is an Out the Mud alumni, Out the Mud veteran. He's been doing this since all three, the first one since I met the guy. He's been killing it. But like I said, this is the guy that had his own water. So real quick, I just gotta ask, man, what you got going on, fam? Cause you everywhere with it, man. So what's going on? What you got planned, Doc?
So right now we got a lot of stuff going on, man. We promoting this new single, Real Love. It's going crazy right now. It's at 100,000 on Audio Mac. It's going crazy. The video's on iTunes, Tidal, Vivo. That's been going crazy. I think that's like 10,000 right now on the song. That right there, I mean, the song's only been out, shit, for like a month.
Listen, since my man been playing the joint, since I heard the joint, I think I first heard the joint at Out the Mud Columbia, I've been thumping the gym. I'm like, yo, man. I'm like, let's go. My man Long Live Wolf. And listen, the stage present is like none other, man. Once my man hits the stage, he has the stage. You listening. It don't matter where you are. You're going to listen to what he got going on, dog. All my man's songs is hit. Coming out of my man, Ohio, right? Coming out of Cleveland, Ohio. He's from the land, man. He's from the land, dog. So, hey, man. I'm thankful for the appearance, man. I'm thankful that you're here, dog. Real quick, we can do it real quick. It's about for ball. It's about the ball. It's about the lyrics. I gotta give it to you, man. Whatever you wanna give me, some bars, some lyrics. What you got, family?
First off, fuck them niggas, I'm on a different level. Hopping off the stage of the plane, we'll move a presidential. City where I'm from, UTTG, that mean you very careful. I'm a rock and roll, that's where the Kelby clutch the heavy metal. Bitches in my DM, try to tell the boy, they know I'm special. If I die today, they know my soul gon' live on long forever. Talking more to crank up and apply the pressure. They say God forgive, but I use my name to go in and write this message. Look how far we came, most of my dogs was all in chains. Lord, I'm trying to put on DNA. Touch them to a stain, like how we go from 0-3. I took a risk and made a G, stick to this and made a fee. I took your vision, made a fee. It was me and money, across the country. We had it all out, two piece, play trade. We ran them all down, small city, big dreams. We walking tall now, both niggas, pop top. You getting hard now, big dog, big wolf. I'm big risk, big dog, big dick. Your bitch shook, big dog, both leash. They big shook, big nigga, tall nigga. I'm big book. So they said I'm hot, bitch, I'm blazing. Said I wasn't gonna make it, then I made it. City where I'm from, used to, I'm wasted. Just like on my arm, your baby mama favorite.
Hey, man. Long Live Wolf. And that's it, man. Ain't nothing left to it, man. Long Live Wolf, man. This guy is taking over the land. He's in Charlotte, North Carolina now, taking it over as we speak. That's what I'm saying. It's a constant movement. He's a constant movement. Hey, man. Hey, you can't move. You can't shake him. You can't shake it. Hey, man. It's always. It is a pleasure to have you here, man. It's family, man. It's a pleasure to have you here. I look forward to working with you again in the future. I love your whole team. I love your whole support system, man. It's great. I'm trying to be like you when I grow up, kid. This man's a legend, man. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Mikey McFly. This is Long Live Wolf. We are Out the Mud. ATL, we in the building. Charlotte, North Carolina, stand up. This is Ball for Ball. Let's go. Sonny the Man, he's in the building, man. He's in the building. No doubt it's definitely going down, man. So real quick, while we got him here on the Ball for Ball podcast, I'm going to ask him a couple of questions. You know how we get down here, man. So, man, real quick, I want to talk about your influences, man. What inspired you, first of all, to get into the music industry, man? What inspired you to do this, Doc?
For me, music is one of those things that really hit me at an early stage. I've been writing since I was 8 years old. I wrote my first song, ain't stopped since. Started making beats when I was in middle school. So it's one of those things where, I mean, I grew up, my pops had a stereo playing music all the time, all the way. He was playing Earth, Wind, and Fire and stuff.
Okay, no doubt,
so
no
when
doubt.
I was little, I came up on stuff like that.
No. Hey, man, that's crazy. That's a definite heavy influence, definite influence in my life. Earth, Wind, and Fire, man. The visuals of Earth, Wind, and Fire coming up as a kid, so that's crazy, man. So you say Earth, Wind, and Fire. What other influences kind of got to you as a child, man? What other hip-hop, R&B, rap influence did you have as a kid?
As far as my other influences, definitely Tupac. Tupac's one of my biggest influences. Lauryn Hill. Definitely Lauryn Hill. And I also play the guitar. I'm a guitarist. So Jimi Hendrix, Bob Marley, Carlos Santana. They also call me Sonny Santana. Okay. I'm a man of many names.
Let's go, man.
You know
Let's
what I'm
go.
Sonny Santana, Sonny the guy, Sonny Tsunami when I'm on that wave. You
Let's
know what
go.
I'm saying?
But Let's
you
go.
Know, that's, we ain't on that right now.
No, I mean, yeah,
those are some of the artists that influenced me to be the man.
No doubt. No doubt, man. That's crazy. Okay, my man said pop. See, pop was an influence, man. Can you think of maybe a couple of bars from pop that made you think like, okay, maybe I can do this, man? Can you give me a couple of pop bars? What you got?
I mean, with pop for me, it's more than just bars. It's like his songs and his messages all around. You know what I'm saying? From having friends and keep your head up. I ain't mad at. You know what I'm saying? Dear mama. You know what I'm saying? He actually was uplifting the people. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody really uplifting.
Listen, I play Dear Mama every Mother's Day, man. Every Mother's Day. When I was young, me and my mama had beef. 17 years old, kicked out on the streets. But back in the day, I did say, I see your face. Ain't no woman alive that can take my mama's place. That's real spill Holyfield right there, man. You don't get no other than that, man. So, hey, Pac is definitely a major influence, man. So, I want to get into more of Sonny the Man, man. I want to get into more of who you are as a person, man. So, can you give me a couple of bars from your songs? Something that you wrote, and we can kind of break that down, see what you were going through, man.
Okay. I got this one joint called Whoa, where I be like, welcome to the murder scene. Black gloves, mask on, no Halloween, nigga. Everybody hollering team, dark skin team, light skin to the man, we all team, nigga. Our people getting murked up in church, got me feeling like Marvin. What's going on with us? They didn't think I'd go berserk and leave it in a hearse and put it in. They didn't think I'd go berserk and put it in a verse and leave it in a hearse. They must have got the wrong. Welcome to the land of either you gonna go out there and eat or you gonna be the one that's getting ate up. Fuck the land of the freak. They just say slavery the salary. What the system try to play us. They say go to school, learn to work for the rich, make them richer, and they call it education. But when you realize you gotta educate yourself, is when you really start getting to the paper. That's just a little song.
Listen, man, hold on. We gotta stop that for right now, man. My man is saying something in his balls, man. If you're not catching that, he got some fire for you. Balls, man. Social commentary, man. That's what hip-hop is, man. You just see what's going on in the streets. You reflect that into yourself, and you put that to Pad. You put that to the wax, man. And hey, man, that's all how the universe works. And hey, man, I got to salute you for that, man. I got to salute you as a man, man. Appreciate that. That's definitely good shit, man. Good shit, dog. I appreciate that, man. So, yeah, man. When it comes to that, man, we're going to wrap it up real quick on the Bar for Bar podcast, man. You got some good music out, man. If anybody want to get in contact with you, anybody want to get in contact with your music, let them know where they can get in contact with you. Where can we holler at you, man? Where can we get at you, man?
Follow my IG, Sonny the Man. It's Sonny underscore DA underscore man. Or just look up Sonny the Man on Google, YouTube, anywhere. I pop up.
No doubt. Sonny the Man. You heard it here first. Ball for Ball podcast. We are out the mud. Social currency. Spody Odie. Know what I'm saying? Steven the Dream. Man, Sonny the God. It's a pleasure. I appreciate it, family. As always, stay safe. Be cool out there. Long live hip hop. This is Ball for Ball. Let's go.